You're listening to Through the Funnel, where we demystify classical Chinese medicine. I'm your host, Mallory Jaimo, and this is episode number 10. Hi, welcome. Today, I am going to be sharing all about parasites and worms. Many of you are really interested in this topic, and some of you are extremely grossed out by this topic as well. However, it is an important topic to be aware of because we do come in contact with parasites and worms, and it's important to know how to get rid of them from our body. Unfortunately, we share this world with a lot of bacteria and parasites, and cleansing them from our system on an annual basis is going to help you to feel stronger, clearer, and have more bioavailability to your own body because you're not going to be a host to some other living being that doesn't necessarily need to be there. I want to bring this topic to you today as well because I'm speaking from a very recent personal experience that I had with parasites and worms. So about 4 weeks ago, I expelled a 10-inch roundworm. And then after the roundworm, I had to kill the babies and the eggs from the roundworm. So that took about 2 weeks in total with doing cleansing within those 2 weeks. And while I was clearing out the roundworm, I also discovered that I had pinworms too. So in my experience, my most recent experience, my only experience thus far, I had to remove roundworms and pinworms. This process in total took about 2 weeks, maybe three, just because I wanted to be careful. And then I took about another week to 2 weeks is where I'm on now to recover. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about what parasites and worms are and differentiating between them. We're also going to bring in how we get them, signs and symptoms that you do have them. And then I'm also going to be talking about cleansing and detox symptoms, and then also recovery. My experience is not necessarily one that everyone is going to have. So you don't have to have a 10-inch worm in your system to feel good or to feel bad. This is simply my experience, and I know people that have cleansed smaller or just cleanse on an annual basis with no evidence of worms or parasites, but they do it just to keep their system clean and fresh. I do have a friend who I went to Chinese medicine school with, and she expelled about a 15-inch roundworm as well as about 3 to 5-inch babies. So when we have signs and symptoms of parasites, we want to take care of them very quickly if we're able to and we have the resources within our body to do that because they will grow and prosper in our system and we're not going to feel good. Speaking from my own experience, there were symptoms that I had for about 10 to 12 years that in these most recent weeks, I'm not having anymore. And one of the first symptoms that I had and that I noticed was I would get rashes, and I would get rashes all over the inside of my legs anytime I ate any sort of dairy. And how this works is where the parasites and worms are in your body, they're going to attach to the organs and the channel systems that they're on, and they're going to show symptoms within that organ and channel system. So like the rashes were on my spleen channel and my stomach channel. My friend had shingles along her rib cage and down her legs. So that would show where the parasite and the worm were possibly living within her body. So let's just distinguish between parasites and worms because there is a difference. So parasites need a host, and they're often considered some sort of fungus. And then worms need an ecological environment to survive in. So just like when it rains and all the worms come out, they need that damp, wet, hot sometimes, that spring rain, to be able to survive. And that is what gets created in your body. Keep in mind that some worms are parasites, but not all parasites are worms. So there is a difference, which is why I want to include in here that we're talking about parasites and worms. You can have all types of parasites and worms. Some of the most common are going to be the roundworms, the pinworms, flukes, which are more common in the liver, tapeworms, as well as hookworms. And then there's also topical worms that we can have too that just primarily live within the skin. Because I'm a physician of classical Chinese medicine, I want to give a nod to the vast amount of knowledge that Chinese medicine has had on this topic for thousands of years. We know that parasites and worms cause neurological diseases. And this can be anything from numbness, tingling, muscle twitching, all the way to MS and Parkinson's. As I mentioned before, we come in contact with these parasites and they will seek us as a host. And what they really want to do is find a safe place to stay within the host so that they don't die and so that they're not eradicated. And one way that they do that is by getting deep into the nervous system. And that's where you're going to see some of these neurological diseases. I do want to mention as well that Chinese medicine has a number of different herbs and resources to be able to kill off parasites, but also that we can just take on a semi-rare, regular basis to be able to keep ourselves clean and fresh of any sort of parasites. There are a number of ways that we come in contact with parasites. Some of the most common are going to be from uncooked or raw food, such as sushi and tartar, as well as unwashed produce like lettuce. The eggs of parasites and worms do live in the soil. As we know, we see the worms outside, and where do we see them most abundantly? Not only just on our driveway, but in the soil. And when we don't wash our produce, because the eggs are so small, we put ourselves at risk of ingesting them. Restaurants that don't have clean or sanitary practices also put us at high risk to contracting parasites and worms. And this is just simply because we need to wash our hands, we need to wash our food, and we as individuals don't have control over what's going on within that kitchen. So I want to encourage you to look at your city or county's health department to see where the restaurants you enjoy or want to go to rank within their sanitary practices. If someone in the kitchen has a parasite and they itch themselves in particular places, they are going to be at risk at transferring that into the food or beverages that you're planning on enjoying. As I mentioned, we can get them from the soil. So if you are a gardener or you have kids that like to play outside, be sure to wash your hands really well. Get one of those little scrub brushes and get underneath your nails because that is a place where they like to live as well. Worms and parasites, again, looking at the environment around us, like to live in deep, dark places. They're very small, and that's where they feel safe, and they want to wiggle in and make themselves a nice, warm home. So make sure that you clean and wash your hands really well. Parasites and worms can also be transferred by way of clothing that's shared and even on sheets. So if you are sleeping without any clothes on and you have a partner and your bum rubs up on the sheets, more so close to the rectum and the opening of the rectum, then you're going to be at risk of coming into contact with any sort of organism that is on their body. So I recommend washing your sheets on a very regular basis. Parasites and worms survive in the human body by creating a house for themselves. And this house is primarily dependent on yeast and candida, which is built out of sugar, dairy, greasy foods, packaged products, wheat. And what that is going to do is create that ecological environment, just like we see outside, that's going to be warm and damp and a very cozy place for them to live. In my personal case, as these worms started to die, I got a massive surge of candida come up that I didn't even know that I had. But it makes sense based off of a lot of the skin conditions and rashes and eczema that I had, that of course I would have some sort of discomfort relative to candida. Part of the reason why my parasite and worm cleansing was so long was not only because I wanted to be sure that I killed the eggs, larvae, and the babies, but also because I had to take care of this candida. It's also important to just take your time getting rid of the candida, so none of this process should be rushed at all. It's very hard and difficult on your system to expel parasites and worms simply because they take up habitat. So you're literally ripping them out of their house and then having to clean up the mess. And I can't stress enough how important giving myself recovery time has been, because it's tiring. It's exhausting. Your muscles get fatigued. They get tight due to being in protection mode. One of the symptoms that I had that I didn't know was relative to parasites and worms was extreme abdominal cramping. And this was something that I had over the 10 to 12 year period that I believe I contracted these parasites and worms. And when I would have the abdominal cramping, it didn't matter if I had just eaten or if I had an empty stomach. That worm was burrowing its way into my intestines to find a home. So even people who have bowel issues, IBS, cramping, bloating, that's going to be a very obscure sign that you could have parasites and worms. And I use the word obscure because digestive issues can be due to a lot of different issues. And so we don't want to just say, if you have this, then you have that. But it is a group of symptoms that is worth paying attention to, especially if you have additional symptoms. For the past 10 years, 10 to 12 years that I had these parasites and worms, I was consuming quite a lot of sushi. I was eating a lot of tartare. I was eating out at probably not the cleanest restaurants. I was in my 20s. I was just enjoying life. Parasites were not even a glimmer in my knowledge or awareness. I mentioned in my case that the parasites can live within the intestines, but the truth is that they can live all over your body. If you go on the internet and just do a quick Google search of X-ray man parasites, you're going to see several x-rays of men who have parasites all over their entire body. I mean, it's like inch by inch by inch are small parasites. And sources say that he ate sushi and contracted them from the sushi. And then obviously they reproduced within their body. They're going to take up home anywhere that they can find it, whether it's going to be in your organs, specifically your liver, your intestines, your spleen, your anus. They like to live, as I've mentioned, in those warm environments. And so those warm places are going to be not only within the organs, but they're also going to be kind of on that cusp of the internal to the external, which is going to be the rectal opening. Common symptoms that you have a parasite or worm are going to be broad, and as I mentioned before, they can be attributed to a number of other issues. However, the most common are going to be itchy ears, itchy nose, and itchy anus. You don't have to have all three, but sometimes just having one is enough to have suspicion that you might be dealing with pinworms in particular. Disturbed sleep, grinding of the teeth, clenching at night, being extremely stressed, overwhelmingly stressed, having low-level anxiety are also going to be symptoms. as I mentioned, any sort of skin issue, specifically rashes or hives, and those symptoms that appear more in the morning, dissipate, and then appear again at night are going to be symptoms of parasites and worms because they're more active in the morning and they're more active at night. Abdominal swelling, bloating, gas, constipation, loose stools, digestive cramping, those are also going to be symptoms, but just because you have those doesn't necessarily mean that you have parasites and worms. One symptom that I had that I just couldn't figure out is every time I would get into water, so the shower, bath, or into a pool, my abdomen would swell to the point where I was 6 to 7 months pregnant. And then as soon as I would get out of the water, then it would go back down. And that is because they thrive in a water environment. And so the more water that they have, even if it's something that's just gently being absorbed by the skin and not necessarily taken internally, you're still feeding the beast. Another major sign, thank you to Chinese medicine for this one, is to have a thick white coat on your tongue, especially in the rear. So I want to encourage all of you to take a look at your tongue, as well as to check out my tongue podcast if you haven't listened to that yet. Systemic signs and symptoms are also going to be really important to listen to and to pay attention to. So in my case, I had rashes along my spleen and stomach channel. That means that I could have very well had parasites and worms living in my spleen, as well as my liver. And so the liver and the gallbladder in Chinese medicine are associated with the skin. So anytime we treat dermatological issues, we want to look at the health of the liver and we want to treat the liver and the gallbladder. So being that I would eat dairy and then set off all these rashes in my body, it didn't take long for the rashes to come out. And so as my body was digesting that, was there parasites or worms living in my liver too to activate that response? 100%. Parasites as well are something in the systemic form that can be related to dislodging the nervous system. And that's where you're going to see MS, Parkinson's, and tremors, as well as little blips in the nervous system. So things like brain fog and muscle twitching. Now that we are familiar with everything that has to do with parasites and how we come in contact with them, let's talk a little bit about detoxing and what it's like to detox. The best time to detox is going to be in the springtime. So take into consideration the natural environment and how worms like to live. And that really is going to be in this warm, damp environment that spring provides us. Lots of rain, lots of heat, longer days. They really like that. We see them more in the springtime than we do any other time of year. I also want to recommend that you cleanse during full moons. Full moons are simply a time when the world and the universe are at a peak. It is considered ultimate yang in Chinese medicine. So we want to take advantage of the fact that everything is going to be more active. They're going to be looking for food. They're going to be shifting within your body and wanting to be in survival mode. And that takes place during the full moon. I was very close to a full moon when I did my parasite cleanse, and I think that that really helped me. Once you do a parasite cleanse, it's not something that you need to be doing multiple times a year. Some of the herbs and substances and supplements that are recommended tend to be a little harsh on the body, especially when they're taken to kill rather than to maintain. So cleansing once a year is enough. In European and Asian countries, they do a parasite cleanse every year. I know this from friends as well as colleagues that live overseas, and they all kind of chuckle a little and laugh that it's just not part of our regimen on a yearly basis. Detox signs and symptoms. So this is where you all are going to get a little fidgety. I know I did, because every single symptom that I had was lifted tenfold within my body as I started to go through this process. So part of it is making sure that every little like twitch and tingle and muscle twitch, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have a parasite or if you just did a cleanse that you didn't get rid of them. So your detox signs and symptoms, because parasites and worms are so powerful and they are very, very resilient, they are survival mechanisms and beings, and they are what help keep our world healthy and thriving. And so they are going to be persistent and do what they need to do to keep themselves safe from anything that you put in your body that could potentially harm them. What this means is that when you start to cleanse and have die-off symptoms, you can have flu-like symptoms. So you could have chills, you could have fever, you could have extreme fatigue. Myself, when I cleansed, I took a higher dose of some herbs and medication about noon, and I gradually started to get really warm. And then that evening, I ended up throwing a fever. I didn't sleep much that night. I woke up the next morning and realized that die-off was happening because they release their poisons and toxins as they start to die off. And so what happened is my body was overwhelmed with the die-off process. And I'll talk more about that in a minute, but I want to go back to detox symptoms. So because parasites and worms often survive and live off of candida and yeast, you're going to have sugar cravings, because as you start to kill their environment, they're going to want more of it and they're going to send those signals. So just like sugar cravings are a symptom that you could have a parasite, they're also going to be a symptom that you're detoxing from the parasites. Increased itching is something that can also happen, which happened to me as well. So they were releasing their toxins. That's how my body likes to get rid of toxins, is through the skin. I've had skin issues my whole life. Hopefully this is the end of them. And your body is going to throw that out through the skin. You can have loose stools, diarrhea while you're detoxing. And then another symptom that you could have while you're detoxing is going to be any sort of brain concerns, just such as delirium, fogginess, indecision was one that I had. I just didn't feel like I had the ability to think very clearly. When the parasites and worms were dying off in my system, I knew that was happening because I didn't feel like myself at all. I felt restless. I felt like I had something foreign in my body. Looking back on it, I kind of feel like I had poison in my system. My nervous system was really jittery. I felt slightly anxious, but still okay on a certain level within my system. I was still very, very warm. And I had this unsettled feeling within my body that goes beyond restlessness, that you just know something is not right. Once I realized all this was happening, I got a colonic. So thankfully, the woman that I know that does colonics, she's not far from me. I called her. She said, yep, sounds like parasites and worms. Get in here. I was there within an hour of giving her a call. Got the colonic, which lasts about 30 to 40 minutes. And I really had to take my time getting out of that colonic, because not only did I see the worm come out, but I also was extremely fatigued by everything that had just happened. Once I was done with the colonic, I got into my car and I said to myself, wow, I feel so much better. All my symptoms that I felt just about an hour, hour and a half ago were gone. So the restlessness, the anxiety, kind of the delirium, this feeling that I couldn't make a decision, all of that was gone. My system felt like it went from a high, high to being at baseline, to being at that homeostasis and normalizing. I just kind of brushed over this, but yes, I did see the worm come out during my colonic. And that was an interesting experience. But when I saw it come out, and it came out within the first 15 minutes of the colonic, I said to myself, yep, there it is. So there was a part of me that knew what was happening, not only because of the detox symptoms that I was having, but also I think because when something's not right with our body and we're in tune with our system, we just know something's off. And once we figure out what it is, there's this like confirmation that happens to ourselves of, oh yeah, of course that was it. That would make sense. Just to say, so many of my symptoms have gone away. So I've eaten dairy in that time. And since I had been cleansing, I was experiencing with eating dairy. And some days it went well, just depending on the dairy or the cheese. But my stomach and my abdomen are nice and flat. I don't have any more swelling when I get into the shower. Those were two, obviously, no more abdominal cramping, but those were probably the two, three biggest signs that I had that I had no idea were attributed to parasites and worms. What you don't need to cleanse are expensive supplements, especially those that are in powders, as well as those that contain filler herbs like garlic, olive leaf, lemon balm, burdock, ginger, black pepper. Those are all just fillers. You can't take enough of a dried substance to be able to kill parasites. They're extremely expensive. I think at the most, I probably spent, $40. Some herbs are even like $20 to get rid of these parasites. So please, please, please do not fall into the para cleansing trap and invest hundreds of dollars into cleansing. You simply just don't need that. The process of killing parasites and worms is going to require some dedication. It's going to require some consistency. It's going to require some time and some patience. Before going through this like big whammy of expelling these worms and then being able to take care of the larva and the die-off, I was just kind of playing around with a little bit of herbs that killed parasites. So I wasn't doing it consistently. I wasn't very serious about it. I was haphazardly feeling good. And so I figured, well, the pace that I was doing it at was good enough. And that is not how I would recommend doing it. I would recommend choosing a day that you're going to start and high dosing yourself beyond the recommended dose of a lot of these herbal supplements so that you give that huge presence of antiparasitic herbs and medications to your system. You really want it to be as if you are battling a cold or a flu, and you want to take stuff and you want to pump your system full of it so that you can get that bacteria or virus out of your body. It's also really important to prep for these cleanses, and that's going to be drinking a lot of water, eliminating sugary foods, carbs, fruit, even the good ones, as well as any processed foods and alcohol from your diet, because again, that's the environment that they survive in. Definitely going to want to schedule a colonic. I know that they're a little weird and kind of funny, but they're extremely helpful. Without that colonic, I could still be feeling uncomfortable. Plus, if you don't get a colonic and you have a very long worm, there is the potential that you might have to pull it out of yourself. And I don't want to do that. And it doesn't sound like I would want anybody else to have to do that. I also want to suggest that you prepare yourself with any sort of topical ointments as well, just in case that you have some itching. A symptom that is very common is when the pinworms in particular are dying, they're going to show themselves more to the surface because they're looking for resources to help them survive because they're aware of the die-off. And so that itchiness that they're going to create is kind of going to drive you nuts. So you're going to want to have topicals too. So I mentioned not taking the capsules for good reason, and I hope that you understand that. But what I would recommend is taking liquid tinctures, or if you decide to take antiparasitic Western medicine, those often come in liquids too. So keep that in mind when you're shopping around that you want liquid. I am going to be creating a tincture myself that is an antiparasitic that's a Chinese herb. So know that that's going to be coming your way and can be found on the shop. Some of the more common herbs that you can use are going to be immature, black walnut, wormwood, Chinese herbs, like I mentioned, like quisqualis fruit, as well as Sichuan, China berry, and then betel nut, as well as knotweed oil. Some of these are going to be more popular than others. So you're going to be able to find them more abundantly out there. However, what really matters the most is that they are highly concentrated, come from a really good source, and are strong. So buying something that doesn't feel good, or you read on their website and they don't talk about too many of their small batch practices, I would look for somewhere else. I can give you guidance on what herbs would be the best to take based on your symptoms. If you're wanting to do just a gentle maintenance, maybe you're like, I don't have any symptoms. Does that still mean that I might have parasites? Yes, it does. But if you don't have major symptoms, you might not have this much of a load of parasites and worms in your body. And so you'll be able to take a lower dose of something or take an herb that's a little bit more gentle. For example, walnut is less impactful to parasites than wormwood. Wormwood is extremely hard on parasites and on the body. And so just depending on what you feel like you need to do, you might want to choose an herb, even like quisqualis, that's a little bit more gentle on the body so that you don't do any sort of unneeded damage to the system. Although it is very difficult to overdo or overdose on herbal therapy, we can have some signs and symptoms of discomfort that we just want to avoid. If you're interested in doing a parasite cleanse and you want me by your side, I do have that option on my website. We'll meet twice. I'll give you guidance as far as herbs, as well as supplements and other resources to help yourself through the process. And then we can talk again once you start to cleanse or during your cleanse. And then if you need to chat again, we can organize that as well. So check out my website. There'll be a link in the show notes to that direct place on the shop. The last side that I want to leave you with is recovery. Your body is expelling something that has lived in the deep layers of your body, bringing it up to the surface and releasing it. In Chinese medicine, we would consider this a divergent release, taking something from the deepest layer of the body, skipping that middle layer, and expelling it out the most superficial level. When we skip that moderate level in Chinese medicine, which is going to be where your muscles live, as well as the blood, we can have some discomfort within the muscular body. So after I expelled the worms and parasites, my muscles were really tight. I had a lot of pain in my right hip, going all the way up the paraspinals on my right side to my neck. And so you want to make sure that you take care of your physical body, not only from continuing to eat well, but also making sure that you can take time off work if necessary to rest. And then doing things that are gonna support your muscular system too, because so much of our body is reliant on our muscles of keeping us safe, keeping us in form, keeping us in structure. And having been a host to these parasites and worms, my body was in a very low level protective way because it knew that there was a foreign object, foreign being in my body. And so the amount of relief and ease that I find in my muscular system now, I knew I could have access to, but I didn't know how I could have access to it. So you could even consider that one symptom too, is that, as I mentioned before, the tight jaw and jaw clenching, which are muscles, you know, if you're just constantly uncomfortable, especially in your neck, your back, your shoulders, and even your hips, considering a parasite could serve you well. Considering a parasite cleanse could serve you well. As always, if you have any questions, hit me up. I'm most active on Instagram. You can always send me an email at hello@sourcemedicinalarts. Sign up for us to do a parasite cleanse, not together, but I will be there guiding you through it. You'll find more information on my website. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that this encourages you to take action and to get curious about potentially doing a parasite cleanse. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to Through the Funnel. I hope you found something useful. If you have and you like what you've heard, share around and leave a review on Apple. To get in touch, learn more about me and my classes, visit my website at sourcemedicinalarts.com. Till next time.